You may be thinking, hey, there are a lot of online courses out there for writers or musicians or visual artists. So why CreateBiz? Why enter another course into an already crowded market? Well, here's the reason. I am tired of seeing creatives fail. To me, it's such a shame seeing creative people produce really great work that goes nowhere. Writing great books, producing great music, compelling visual art, only to have them ignored. And throughout my career, this dynamic has just, it's absolutely driven me crazy. It's bugged me to no end, and especially now that there are no excuses. Today's artists are in control, right? More so than they've ever been. In the past, it used to be about pleasing a gatekeeper, right? If you couldn't win over an agent, a publisher, producer, gallery owner, whatever, right? It was over. If you didn't have access, no career, no hope of it. But that's different now. The internet came along, shattered this entire structure, right? Power disaggregated, and the single greatest outcome was that the artist or the creator could go directly to fans and customers. No middleman, no mediator. But with all that power, why is it that artists still struggle? To me, two reasons. One, they hate marketing themselves, right? Artists are their brand, right? So they don't want to feel like they're constantly pushing stuff on people. I get that. And the second thing is one that they can learn, right, is just that they don't get the nuances right. You know, just because the opportunity is out there, just because you can connect with anyone in the world now, does not mean that people are more inclined to pay attention. And in fact, there's so much noise out there that it's actually less likely than ever that people will pay attention. And that right there is where content marketing comes in. And, you know, it's a soft touch approach. It's more effective. Doesn't feel so icky and pushy and aggressive. And I train my clients on these methods, and I teach it to my students at Emerson College. Now, with all this experience, I figured I could help. I could help artists. And again, two reasons. One, I know the issues firsthand. I worked with authors for 17 years when I was in publishing. And not to mention that I'm a writer and musician myself, so I understand the hang-ups and the challenges. And I'm also a small business owner myself, and I know content marketing. That's my biz, right? I'm a practitioner, and through my LLC called Control Mouse Media, basically what I do is help people connect over content, help them write and edit and produce and propagate all sorts of different content, all sorts of different media, trying to connect with people. And combining these two things, you know, just knowing the issues firsthand and knowing content marketing, I thought I could help creatives be more successful, and I want to help. But here's the thing. I'm about, almost 4 years into my own business, and currently I have two modes to be able to help. The first is client training, and in the classroom, right? So think exclusive one-to-one access, right? So my paying clients get personalized help in real time, right? We're working on their projects live and doing a lot of hand-holding along the way. And in the classroom, you know, I have a small group of students, but look, here's the thing. Exclusive access to anyone, to any expert, whether it's me or someone else, right? That gets expensive, right? It's not reachable for everyone. But then the second mode is free, general one-to-many help, and my podcast is free to anyone who wants to learn these techniques, right? But here's the thing. The limitation is that can only ever be generalized help. I can't have that same impact as in a one-to-one arrangement. It's just not possible, right? So I needed something in between, right? And my answer to that was to create an online course. Now, this course, it's called CreateBiz, did a soft launch just a little bit ago, as you've heard in prior episodes. And this course lies somewhere in between that free general help of a podcast and then that expensive one-to-one access, right? So I can go a lot deeper than the podcast, awesome. And I can try to approximate the sort of client trainee experience, but at a much more reachable price. So I can structure a program, support it with worksheets and assignments and all that, and make it available for a few hundred dollars. So that's what I did. I teamed up with a guy named Dave Kusek, my business partner, to create this online course. And Dave's realm in particular is helping musicians. He's the founder of Berklee Music Online and the creator of something called the New Artist Model to help musicians become better at running their own business. So combine that with my knowledge of helping authors and creatives of that type. We pulled our experience and expertise, and we created this system that's designed specifically for creatives, and it's divided into 6 units, and I'll walk you through everything that you need to know. Let me take just 1 second to tell you a little bit about it. If you want to see it, the course, like I said, is called Create Biz. It's 42 video modules and dozens of worksheets, templates, guided assignments, all set up to help writers, musicians, visual artists get focused and efficient in building their online audience. And, you know, in working with clients, you know, there are usually about 3 or 4 common roadblocks that stand in the way of success for creatives. And my business partner, Dave, and I created this video and a quick 3-question survey to help you uncover your specific roadblock if you're interested. So if you want to find out what your roadblock is, go to this particular landing page, which is at createbiz.com/fix, F-I-X, to fix that roadblock. Just watch the video, take the quick survey, and you'll get some free customized lessons to help you get past your particular roadblock.